So folks, today is the day. This very day. I have been waiting a whole year for this. It is one of the best made up holidays of the year today. You don't need to go and buy an overpriced Hallmark card because they don't exist. You don't have to buy a gift. You don't have to do anything. Do you know what today is? Do you know what this fabulous holiday is? All right, hang on. I got to get ready. Don't go anywhere. Are you waiting for it? Okay, it is International Talk Like a Pirate Day. It comes around once a year. It comes around once a year, and today is the day. International Talk Like a Pirate Day. Can I get an arg on that? Thank you. Now, if you're not familiar with this holiday, that means that you have been spending too much time doing useful and important stuff. But if you're like me, and you like to waste your time surfing the net and looking for the odd and the unusual, then maybe you've stumbled across this awesome holiday already. Anyone familiar with? Okay, so a few of you are. It is a day devoted to talking like a pirate. Thank you. And why, I might ask, would you want to talk like a pirate? Just for kicks. Because it's funny. Because you can. And why the heck not? What other day of the year can you get away with talking like a pirate but today? Thank you. Now, Talk Like a Pirate Day was created by a couple of guys. No surprise there. Sounds like something you do after a long night of partying, doesn't it? Now, for years, the two of them celebrated the day in private, just talking like pirates to each other. But then comic Dave Barry caught word of the holiday and wrote a column about it. He thought the idea was so original and revolutionary that surely the creators of the day needed to be on medication, actually. Well, he invited all of his readers to join the movement and celebrate the holiday. So just for today, do not answer the phone with hello. Answer with arg, or I don't know, ahoy me mateys, or something like that. And if he gives you trouble, just call him a scurvy dog, right? See what fun you can have. Embrace Talk Like a Pirate Day in all of its glory and its beauty, and have fun. Now, I guess that none of you got the memo and dressed accordingly, did you? I mean, I don't see any eye patches or parrots or earrings or even a skull and crossbones to be had among you. Now, given that today is Talk Like a Pirate Day, it is fitting that today's passage from James is about how we talk. James says, look at ships. Sort of sounding like a pirate himself, isn't it? Look at ships. Though they are so large that it takes strong winds to drive them, yet they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great exploits. Wow. Has there ever been a truer sentence than that? Haven't we all boasted of our great exploits? The tongue is a small but powerful instrument, able to have an effect that is every bit as influential as the tiny rudder on a pirate ship. Think of the power of words that you've heard or that you've spoken over the course of your life. I don't know. You're too small to be a good basketball player. Girls should stay away from science or engineering. You can't be a Christian and believe that. Anyone hear that before? You are such a loser. You'll never amount to anything. James knows the devastating power of words. Don't we all know the devastating power of words? Because we have all been the recipient of them at some point in our lives. Which is why he says, how great a forest is set ablaze by a small fire. And the tongue is a fire. He knows that the tongue can be used to discourage, to derail, to dismay, to deceive, to destroy God's precious children. And he describes it as a restless evil, full of deadly poison. Is there any way for us to tame the tongue? See, the challenge for us is, as Christians, to talk like Christians. 24/7, 365. Not talk like a pirate one day a year, but talk like a Christian 365 days a year. And that means that we don't use our tongues to bless the Lord and Father one minute and then curse those who are made in the likeness of God the next. It's not appropriate to offer up prayer and praise to God on Sunday and go back to business as usual Monday. Wow, that preached really beautifully, didn't it? It's so inspiring until Monday comes around, right? So what does it mean for us to talk like a Christian? Not just on Sunday, but every day. I mean, it's really easy to talk like a pirate since all you need to do is say "Arr!" every now and then, right? But faithful Christian speech requires more than just using a few carefully chosen words and phrases like, well, bless your heart. To talk like a Christian, we need to speak to other people knowing that they are created in God's image, just like us. And that means that we see them as deserving nothing less than that they, like us, are men and women created in the image and likeness of God. Each one of us, them and us, filled with the very breath of God's Spirit. There's a holiness that's built into each one of us, a sacredness, and it comes straight from God. And we miss their value as brothers and sisters in Christ when we forget that. Would you ever attempt to talk in a discouraging, deceptive, or destructive way to Jesus? Of course not. Our respect for God is too high. So why do we behave that way towards our brothers and sisters? The political turmoils of this past year, coupled with the never-ending fight for who's got the higher ground on COVID and the war of half-truths and posturing, has taught us all too well how to talk at each other and forgetting how to talk with each other. On the good side, we've had ample opportunity in these past year or so to practice talking like a Christian. But on the bad side, we usually wind up talking more like pirates to one another. It's difficult, and I'll be the first one to admit it, to see the image of God in a person who doesn't think like I do or act like me or like what we think they should like and hate what we think they should hate. And there's no doubt that our world makes it so easy and tempting to vilify those that we see as different, or at a minimum, discard their worth as children of God. And frankly, our news media has wasted our good faith in driving those points home. And I, for one, I'm sick of that. Are you? In addition, to talk like a Christian means that our words are a reflection of the Word of God. Now, if you go all the way back to the book of Genesis in the beginning, and you see that God's Word is creative, not destructive. God says, let there be light, and there's light. God says, let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and there's all kinds of fish. God says, let the earth bring forth creatures of every kind, and there are cattle and creeping things and all types of wild animals. It's clear that all of God's words are designed to be creative, to bring order out of chaos, and to make something good from all of it. But can the same be said about our words? Before you open your mouth, try the Genesis text challenge to see if what you're about to say is worth saying. Is it creative? Does it bring order out of chaos? Does it make something good? Does it create or destroy? If not, it's better to remain silent. James is aware that our tongues can be both creative and destructive, and he knows that they will not always pass that Genesis test. From the same mouth comes blessings and curses, he says. Our brothers and sisters, this ought not be so, he follows that up with. Better for us to keep our mouth shut than to pollute the creative word of God with gossip or unfair criticism. And finally, when we talk like a Christian, we speak in a way that's in line with the teachings of Christ, the one who is the Word of God in human form. And that's an enormous challenge because Jesus takes speech seriously and he issues numerous warnings about the consequences of our language. For Jesus, words are never cheap and they always pack a punch. You've heard it said, you shall not murder. No surprise there. But Jesus says, but I say to you that if you're angry with a brother or sister, you're liable to judgment. Or if you say, you fool, you will be liable to the hell of fire. He warns us against using empty phrases in prayer, tells us not to judge others, and wraps everything up in the command to, what's the greatest command, kids? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. For Jesus, words are every bit as important as actions because he knows that they have the power to build up or to break down. Have you ever been broken down by someone's words? Not a fun place to be. How about being on the other side, breaking someone down with yours? Talking is more than just chit-chat, according to Jesus. It's a matter of life and death, with words of love and forgiveness having a radically different impact on people than words of hate and condemnation. So you can make your own decision about whether you want to talk like a pirate today. I've got an eye patch if any of you is really into the day. It's all good fun. It's a way to feel bold and daring, and it won't affect you unless you slip up and call the wrong person a scurvy dog. That may not go over so well. But if you talk like a Christian, you'll be setting sail with Jesus on an amazing adventure, one that you will not regret. So what are you going to do when you leave here this morning? Talk like a pirate or try and talk like a Christian? Can I get an amen on that? Amen.